Hello and welcome to Don't Have Forward X, episode 6, which is episode 5.5. Well, episode 5, part 2. Right, the thingy, the condition, the conclusion edition thing. I'm Rage, and this is my co-host, Prime. Oh yeah, he's dead. Funny story.
Previously on Don't Have Forward X.
But Bill Gates is your ex-nephew's fiancé's brother. I can't fight him.
But Prime, if you don't do it, no one will. You are Kasarai's only student.
You're right. I will give it my best.
Introducing Kasarai. Strength 0. Speed 0. Occupation. Former VP for Sony.
Calm down there, David Jaffe Cake.
Current status. Dead. David Jaffe Cake. Strength 8. Speed 7. Began Street Fister Tournament. As per the law. I like challenges. A challenge. Current status. Very angry. Bill Gates. Strength 10. Speed 10. Windows 7. Secret mastermind behind David Jaffe and his powers.
Wow, I love my Windows so much. Wow.
Current status, absolute freak. Trickman Terry, strength 9, speed 8. Former EGM cheats guy.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Current status, down but not out. There are some other guys here as well that, you know, may be fighters or something.
Brian, take down the guy from EA Sports, Peter Moore. He's gonna throw the fight.
Oh, really? Okay.
Prime, strength 0, speed 0, current status dead.
So, hope that explains it all for you. As you already heard there, David Jaffe killed Kasarai and started a tournament for the ownership of Sony for like a whole year. Prime entered the tournament, but despite his best efforts, managed to get himself killed. Luckily, Phil Harrison, formerly of Sony, Miyamoto of Nintendo fame, and Peter Molyneux, fable mastermind and creator of the dog, showed up just in time to face off against the evil forces of Bill Gates, David Jaffe Cake, Cliffy B, and Jabba the Gabe Newell in an island-wide Royal Rumble-style battle. Also, Cammy Dunaway is here, and Hideo Kojima! Yeah, and all this took place in the haunted isle of Santa Monica. But where is Rage during all of this? I mean, where am I during all of this? I could be anywhere. But I happen to be here.
Down to Fortex, I just got killed. Rage is on his own, I wonder what he'll do.
Meanwhile, in the Cavern of Deceit, also known as Microsoft Headquarters, Bill Gates' frustration over recent turn of events unfolds.
Oh my, no! What is Miyamoto doing here? Did you invite him? This isn't fair! I told you not to invite him, you stupid freak!
I didn't invite him! I was just, you know, I think I know who might have. And that person might be a challenge. Yes, a challenge. I like my challenges. My challenge for breakfast.
Well then, spill the beans. I don't want to sit here in suspense.
You know what I think? I think he might have invited himself.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just a muscle. I'm hired here to look good. I'm just here to, you know, flex my muscles, shave my head, and kill my family and bear their demise on my body forever in their ashes.
And another thing, that wouldn't we meant to have Prime there so we could, you know, follow through with the plan? He's dead now. What are we gonna do?
Plan? What plan? I thought it was just to do with a flick knife. I thought it was just me getting rid of Kaz, and that was it, you know? Plan? I don't know. I've been here from the very beginning, and I really still don't understand what you're trying to do, Lord Microsoft.
I've told you like a million times since last episode. Wow, it couldn't be simpler. All we needed was the blood of a living Danaford X guy, and there's only one of those guys as far as I know, and he's dead.
There's at least two of them.
What?
Yeah, there's two guys.
What? Two?
I don't see how you don't understand this. I mean, How could you not understand that there's two of them? There was one cheering from the sidelines, there was one fighting. There's two of them. Data Vortex has two guys in it. You're an idiot, sir.
Doubting Kermai Wrath.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm really sorry. Don't. Sorry.
That's better. But only by a bit.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Okay, well, fine. But what about this whole, Miyamoto thing? He's too powerful. He is very, very powerful right now. In his current state, he could win this thing. We could be ruined.
Maybe I have a solution. All right.
Cammy Dunaway, what are you Dunawaying here for?
Oh, you know, just passing through with a little bit of information, a little bit of deceit. All right.
Well, I like the sounds of this chick.
Sir, she's not a babe. Not at all. She's very ugly.
Yep. Yeah, I know, but, still. Aw, shucks. Oh, jeez, Cammy. If you don't mind, could you maybe spill your plan for us?
All right, but I think we should group Hog and Whisper for plot purposes. All right!
All right!
Hey, kids! Do you like ornaments?
Ah, yes I do!
Do you like nested items?
Nested items are my life! My family has a very proud collection of nested items.
Then you'll love Russian Doll Podcast. It's a podcast and a podcast and a podcast and another podcast and so on and so on.
I will now go and subscribe, yes?
Hello and welcome back to Delta Fodder X, where we're about to start our roundtable discussion with none other than Pierre Molyneux.
What am I doing here?
Phil Harrison.
Hi there.
David Perry.
Hey everybody, look at me! I'm Irish, but I'm American! Ha!
And Mayu Mo. Pretty much all the good guys from the end of the last episode. Oh, and we've got a special guest of Hideo Kojima, who could go either way, depending on whether Metal Gear Rising is a success or not. Today's roundtable discussion is about the Street Fighter tournament. So, crazy stuff happening, don't you think, Phil?
Before I begin, would anybody like a piece of cake? I baked them myself.
Shinitakuni marakoto.
I would like some cake. What kind would you like? I've got some sponge cake, fairy cake, a Rockwell cake, and I've got a little bit of carrot cake left if anybody wants some carrot cake. Okay, Miyamoto, yours is the Rockwell.
I would like the fairy cake.
Please, may I have the sponge cake? Oh yeah, sponge cake. Okay. We've got a healthy sponge cake appetite. I like that, Kojima.
Shine!
Why, thank you. I want a bagel and some coffee, because I'm American. Yeah! Sorry, Perry. There's a snack machine outside, though. You can go to that if you like.
Oh, damn it!
I've still got a packet of Jaffa Cakes if anybody wants one of those.
Oh, yeah. I'm American. I don't know what a Jaffa Cake is.
Looks like you can't have a Jaffa Cake if you're American. Fine, whatever. Okay, bye.
I'll have a Jaffa Cake.
I'll have one too.
So that's two for the Jaffa Cakes then, okay.
Oh, Miyamoto, you're going to get a fat tummy.
You know what would be good with this cake? Some tea. A nice cup of tea.
I've actually got a flask of tea. Would you like some?
Yeah, what kind you got?
Oh, various different kinds. Lapsang Touchon, Earl Grey, a little bit of Scottish blend, and some chocolate tea.
Yeah, well, I think I'll have some chocolate tea to go with my chocolate cake.
Oh, well, chocolate tea it is.
Oh, damn it, I love tea. I love tea so much, but I'm American now. I only drink coffee. Oh, man.
What's in your mind there, Perry?
Oh, damn it, he noticed. Damn it. I'm American, so I say damn it.
Nothing much, man. I'm happy with this cup of coffee and a bagel.
Damn it, I hate my life so much.
So, the tournament. Phil.
Hi, I'm Phil. Yeah, that's me.
Yes, you are. And you used to work for Sony, so what did you think of that?
I did indeed used to work for Sony. As a matter of fact, the position in question is the one that I used to have.
Oh, really? So are you here to, like, fight and get your title back?
Hell no. So much stress in that job. Trying to spin everything that Sony does into something that's, playable and excellent. It does. No. I work for Atari now, yeah. Did you know, right, that inside a PlayStation 3, there's this little tiny black compartment. Don't open your PS3s or you'll void your warranty. But inside that tiny compartment, there's a little, it's a little space for specially designed for a cat's paw. There's a cat's paw on your PS3. Everybody's got a cat's paw. I could go on. I mean, what happens to the rest of the cat? Well, Blu-ray. Each Blu-ray disc is one pressed cat minus a cat paw. I'd never put one of them in a PS3. I knew it! UMD less PSP, the PlayStation Network doesn't exist, and now this. A cat paw on a PS3 and Blu-ray discs are cats. It's so obvious. I told everyone, and nobody listened to me. They didn't listen to me. What the hell?
Wait. Did you just say there's no PlayStation Network? What do you mean there's no PlayStation Network? Of course there's a PlayStation Network. I've used it. I've seen it.
Why would it exist? The PlayStation 3 only does everything. How do you think they get their mind goggles in your brain?
I think you should leave, Perry. You, get this guy out of here.
More work? Righto.
Wasps are purple! Cheeseburgers are my mom! Demons run Activision! And tigers can breathe underwater!
Job done.
Mind goggles!
Well, Kojima, you're in this tournament as well. What do you think your chances are? Do you think you'll win? Do you hope to win? Do you want to win?
Jigoku Ihiko no wa.
Being here at the tournament is a great honor, but winning is just a bonus.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
I agree fully with the translator.
No. No. I do want to win. I really, deep down, in my very innermost being, that I win this tournament. If I win the tournament, I will not have to make any more Metal Gear Solid games. I will now make Police Knots 2, or Zone of Enders 3, or even Snatcher 2.
I reiterate, I really do not want to win this tournament. That would take time away from me making more Metal Gear games, which I enjoy with all my being.
Ah, good to hear. I really enjoy watching Metal Gear Solid games, after all.
Thank you.
Why, thank you. But now I have to leave and check on my wife, who is in hospital because of her pregnancy.
That's right, Kojima. You better run.
Ah, Peter. Peter Molecule. Mr. Molecule.
It's Peter Molyneux. Like a new molecule.
I know. Jeez Louise. So, Molecule, what brings you to the Street Fighter tournament?
Street Fighter? Oh no, I've overshot the time jump for my Quantum Leap Accelerator. This is not the time.
Ah, that sounds interesting. What's that about?
Isn't it obvious? I don't know.
Well, you said that you're in the this is not the time. So what did you mean by that?
I'm going to level with you. I am a time traveler sent from the future to set things right that once went wrong.
Ah, really? So, what is it here you're here to change?
Ah, your very astute English surprises me. However, I'm here to stop the death of someone very important to the future.
Ooh, sounds interesting. Who are you to save, then?
A man that goes by the name of Prime. A man's man. A lady's man. A man. Is he dead yet, or what?
I couldn't tell you. I haven't got the foggiest clue, sorry.
Isn't he your friend? You and he infiltrated my body a few months ago.
Yeah, well, that does sound kind of familiar, but I'm pretty sure that I'd done that by myself. Yeah, it was just me.
He unleashed the beast within my brain. How can you deny this?
I can't account for that. It's totally inexplicable. I know for a fact that it was just me that went into your body to conduct the interview. I conducted the interview with you, so... Like, I can't... I just don't understand.
It definitely wasn't you that interviewed me. I have the memory of several small elephants. Or one big one. I can't remember. You don't remember Prime? That's really weird, because I know that he's been your friend since, like, 2001. What's going on?
Phil, I know you're a nice guy in that, but just stay up with us.
Hey guys, I'm Nolan North. I'm here to take my place in the tournament. So how's it going? Oh, it looks like it's half over already. So, Rage, where's Prime?
Prime this, Prime that. What's with this Prime all of a sudden? Who is this person? Why is everyone suddenly associating him with me?
He's been one of your good buddies for years, man. You guys just came to my door a few days ago and got me out of my pit of depression. Don't you remember? Prime is so awesome. Where is that guy? I love that guy. He's the man.
Prime? Prime? Prime?
Prime. Prime, 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 Prime. Remember Prime? Prime. Prime's so awesome. He's kind of fat, but that's okay. Fat people can be cool, too.
Fat people are so disgusting.
What are you talking about, man? Fat people are cool. They're round, they're pear-shaped, so you can kind of make fun of them. That's cool.
Oh, I suppose.
So Prime, where is Prime? You know, where is he?
Wait. I think I'm getting something. I'm remembering. Hey Prime, do you want to start a podcast?
Yeah, I want to start a podcast.
That's not how Prime sounds.
You're right. Hey, Prime, do you want to start a podcast?
Aw, yeah, I want to do a podcast with you, Rage. That'd be great. What's the podcast about, huh?
Well, Prime.
Look, Rage, Prime doesn't sound like that.
You're right. Hey, Prime, do you want to start a podcast?
Yeah, that'd be quite good. So what are we going to do the podcast about?
That is perfect. You have nailed the voice perfectly.
I think you're still slightly a bit off.
Wait, I'm remembering something else as well.
Ah, Ridge, I've just been invited to the Street Fighter tournament, but I need a consenting legal guardian. Could you sign this for me?
Okay. Ah, you know I spoil you.
Thanks, Dad!
Ha ha ha! There goes my boy!
What are you talking about, man? He's not your son!
He's not? Well, he's not getting any more allowance then.
He can't get any more allowance, man. He's dead.
Oh. You're right.
No! I shall avenge you, Prime, by taking your place in the Street Fista tournament and fulfilling the prophecy!
The prophecy!
I shall now explain the prophecy.
The prophecy!
And now I shall explain the prophecy. Everybody, just calm down. I've got something to... Hey, Cliffy, please stop decapitating my assistants with that chainsaw. Please, I'm going to make you make a Windows 7 version of Gears of War 2.
Sorry, man.
Jabba, please, for the love of everything that's great and beautiful in the world, could you just put down that deep-fried Zagnut bar? Oh, sorry, I mean Gabe. Gabe, sorry. Sorry, Gabe. Gabe knew. Look, I'm just asking you to please just pay attention for a few seconds. You've been asking me these questions for about a month. And if you don't listen right now, I'm not gonna ever release you from this exclusive contract that you have with us. Okay? Is that fine? Nah? Okay. That's what I thought. Okay, this is to answer everybody's questions about the prophecy. The prophecy is...
Gather round, my friends, for I am Rage, the story master, the teller of tales, the story weaver. All threads of fiction flow through space and time into my head, into a mystical story loom, which then weaves it into a tale so impressive, so magical, that it forms a beard in front of me of fiction, a story beard. A beard of words. Throw me a penny and I shall tell you my tale. The tale of the prophecy.
The prophecy!
I shall tell you the story of Bumblesnout 49, the tallest dwarf to ever log into World of Warcraft at level 1. Yes, sure, some dwarfs are stronger. Some better at mining, and some are better at drinking beer and fighting. But this dwarf was tall, almost man-sized tall. Like at least 5'2". Which, if you've ever met a dwarf, you'll know is quite tall.
It's quite tall.
Now, the important part... Wait a second. Do you want to hear a little limerick I heard? There once was a man from Nantucket who was unfortunate enough to live in a bucket. He couldn't pay rent, so they told him to get bent, and then he just set off.
And that is where he became the crusader of all that is pure.
Interesting.
People screaming and running away, and that's what happened when I visited Reno. But the prophecy, well, that's another thing. The prophecy is
burning as it rolls down a hill, fast and furious. There's dragons about.
Pan-dimensional beings that eat children and breathe darkness. And that's important.
And so Bumblesnout 49 and Crystal Fox 22 brought down the beast, trapping it. Because no man is powerful enough to wield the power of such a beast.
And that's why I think we should all go and release the beast. Because I'm powerful enough to subdue it and claim its power.
Because how else would he appease the lightning gods without the exchange of 5 of his hard-earned levels? For the key to Stratholm.
And the only way to enter this place is to relinquish 5 hard-earned levels. Now, who else do you know that's level 5 around here? That's right. Prime. Oh. And no one's gonna miss a level 5 troll hunter. Hunters are only useful at level 10 anyway when they get their pet.
And that's why I shall win the Street Fister tournament and win first prize. In Prime's memory. You heard me. Win. Win, win, win. Winny, 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 win.
And so it was that because the introduction to the episode was 22 minutes long, the Street Fister tournament would be postponed until the following day. But that night, in Bill's private chambers.
Wow, these plans Cammy gave me are fan-dabby-dozy. Come in.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, Cammy. What a surprise. What brings you here?
Not much, Bill. I was just thinking about you and, well, I decided to come down and see how you were doing. How are you, Bill?
I'm okay. I was just about to turn these lights down and relax for the evening. You?
Oh, Bill!
Yeah, I got it going on tonight.
Pour me some of that Kool-Aid, mister!
You got it, sweet cheeks.
I was thinking, Bill... What are you gonna do with Nintendo once we finally join forces?
I'm gonna drive them into the ground like I always do.
Oh, Bill, you're so forceful! But don't you think they might be useful?
Oh, yeah, what?
Nothing! You're a man's man, Bill!
Ah, yeah, check out these ocular muscles. 20/20 vision, baby.
Oh, Bill, that gets me all fired up.
So, what should we do about that?
Some music would help. Oh, Prime, my favorite.
Too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
I'm just gonna go freshen up a little, slip into something more comfortable. Why don't you do the same?
Alright!
Okay, Bill. This is your big chance. The opposition. The enemy. The forbidden fruit. One night only. Hey, darling. How's my wee lady?
Oh, you're funny, Bill.
Yeah, it's a play on words. I just thought of it just now. So, what's first? Little bit of FPS or some wee music, huh?
Oh, William, talk about waggle control.
I'll give you better than that. Here's some one-to-one motion.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. Check out my gamer card.
At Nintendo, we refer to it as a rite of passage.
I like that. Here's something you'll like. Check out my red steel.
That's the biggest sword I've ever seen.
Yeah, I know. I collect them.
Why don't we make our way over to the bed?
I'll turn the lights off.
All right!
Last night should not have happened. Oh no.
Oh, Bill, please come back to bed!
I don't think I want to.
Why not?
Street Fister!
Well, welcome back to the Street Fister Tournament! It's been a while, but it's back on. The Royal Rumble-style fighting has ended, and Bill, Microsoft Gates, has regained his smug composure.
That's right. Look at him there on his throne of skulls. Please just punch.
He's rewritten the rules in his favor, and we're fine with it. I mean, really, are we just not going to question that or anything?
No time to question it. It's time for the next match.
Rage. Carry.
Rage, are you sure you can do this? I mean, she cheats.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Well, nice knowing you.
Okay, it's time to fight. This is for you, Prime, and all the orphans.
Oh, hi, Trickman. What's going on?
Nothing much. Rage is just running to certain doom.
Oh, I see. You want a muffin?
Oh, and here comes Rage into the ring.
Kamei, I will avenge Prime. Stand aside or else.
Oh, like you're any better than your friend. Wee music.
Oh, crap. What was that?
It's a game that's not a game.
Diabolical. What's next? A game that plays itself?
As if. New Super Mario Wii.
Hello there, Trickman. I was just rebooting Milo when I smelled muffins from 3 kilometers away. Are there muffins here?
Phil Harrison's got some.
No, these are not the muffins I smelled.
Try this on for size! DSi XL!
No! A large version of a small version of a large handheld! My mind is boggled!
Though, actually, it might be more comfortable for my adult-sized hands.
Damn! She must have a weakness! But what?
So, Trickman, how is any of this actually hurting Rage?
The same way she hurt me, of course.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
See? Miyamoto gets it.
Yes, Phil. Get with the BBC Micro Basic program. You complete and utter tool.
No. Of course. No, I get it. I'm not a tool. No, not at all.
And now the killer blow!
No! Please! They took away Sega! Don't destroy my faith in Nintendo too! Even though I had an Amstrad CPC.
Oh no! It's a final attack! What's she gonna do?
What?
Miyamoto!
Hi!
Oh, Miyamoto! Let me give you something special!
Awkward!
And by special, I mean this one-to-one Wii controller in your neck!
Ow! Heck! 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 That's my girl!
No!
No! Watch as I raise my hand like this!
Yeah.
And this one like this!
Heck.
And if I move this foot off the balance board, look what happens!
Ow! You fiend! Let that 50-odd-year-old man go!
Not a chance, you strapping young lad!
Ah, fair enough. You win. Just don't ever say anything ever to me ever again. Ever.
All right!
Ah! I said don't speak! Come on, guys! It's morphin' time!
Yay, monkey! Dog.
Galaga alien!
Heart!
Tyrannosaurus!
Oh, Rage, I'm so sorry. You've got heart. What a shame.
No! I got heart! You don't get it. I got heart! The most powerful of all the elements!
Hey, did you say hat?
No! Heart!
Hat? Why are you devoicing the R and extending the A?
Heart!
Yeah?
No! Heart! Heart, 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 heart! Don't you speak English?
Ha!
Anyway, shouldn't we be kicking this guy's ass?
Yeah! Attack!
He's just too strong for us.
Aim for the motion plus. Not the groin, the motion plus.
Monkey, a go-go attack. No, he is too strong.
No, don't give in. Look into your hearts. The burning fire within. The fire of justice. It will see you through this fight. We can win with heart.
He's right. Heart is truly the strongest of all the elements.
Everyone, Dogpile, Miyamoto, now!
Yeah!
Oh no! Magic wand, make my monster grow!
Oh no, not again. Oh no, we're screwed! No power of heart can stop this.
You're wrong. Bring forth the weapons to help us win this fight and deliver us to glory.
It's the weapons, dude. Yeah, I get ruby weapon. Whoopee bloody do.
Emerald for me. Sapphire weapon.
Diamond weapon.
Omega weapon.
Hey man, how the hell did you get a mega weapon, man? Why is it so far more impressive than ours?
That's the power of heart!
I want the power of heart, man! This stuff ain't gonna fly! This just ain't right!
We're low on energy!
Yeah, thanks, Brock. No, keep fighting!
Wait, I think he's down.
Yes, I think we've done it.
Yeah! Miyamoto is undamaged, dude!
Shin Miyamoto! No, Shin Miyamoto!
Oh no, all is lost.
Dragon Sword!
What? Another morphin buddy? But how? But who? But when?
I am the Grey Fox. I am the Moon Breeze over snow-capped mountains. I am lightning, the rain transformed. And now I fight.
Oh, Tsukaru.
I don't know who he is, but we must fight together to defeat Shin Miyamoto.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Totally going down.
Grab the one-to-one controller.
No! My monster! My disposable monster!
back to his old self.
Oh no! Stay away from me, you brute!
Rage, what about Prime? Now's your chance!
I must avenge Prime! Gids, I will avenge Prime! Prime shall be avenged!
You mean this Prime?
Prime? Prime? Prime!
Alright, Ridge?
No! You've been brainwashed!
Nah, I'm alright. They resurrected me, with nothing more than a few feet of string and a duck whistle.
No! He's brainwashed and undead!
No, he's okay, but he won't be for long. Jaffa Cake, safeguard the sacrifice and let's get out of here!
Yes, Lord Microsoft!
Guards, cover our retreat!
Rage, go after him! We can take care of the rest here!
Okay!
Come on, guys, this isn't funny anymore! Where are you taking me?
Well, you don't need to concern yourself with that at the moment. For the moment.
When are we gonna do the Ritual of Doom?
What's the Ritual of Doom? What's this? What?
Well, that doesn't concern you, Prime. For now.
So, do you have the dirge then, for the sacrifice?
Doesn't matter if it's a dirge or not, it's purple. That'll do. Could be a shift for all I care, as long as it's purple. Either way, it's brilliant, as you know, purple's epic.
Sacrifice? Dagger? No!
Shut up, it doesn't concern you. For now.
Yeah, Prime, well, shut up. Shut up, man.
That's right. And you shut up as well. Doesn't concern you. For now.
Yes, Lord Microsoft. But what does the spell do?
I'll just read the tooltip. It says here it summons the Fountain of Eternal Suffering, the Consumer of Universes, the Remover of Joy. Oh, this sounds powerful. Requires one epic dagger and one prime. We got both of those, it's fine.
What do you need me for, though? What's this for?
If I can control this beast, I can control the entire world.
Oh, I see.
Let's do this thing. It's working! Yes!
I can't hold on, Microsoft.
You damn well better.
Okay.
How many seconds have we got left?
I think it's like 3.
What's happened to me? I feel funny.
It doesn't concern you. At least for now. Ah! Okay, now it concerns you.
Summon complete.
Oh, there he is. He looks so massive. Mm.
Oh, yes, indeed. He looks like a challenge. But I like challenges.
I am the Well of Endless Suffering. I am the eternal manifestation of destruction. I take the fun out of making games. I am Kotick! Kotick! Kotick!
Kotick! Yeah, well, you're in luck, Kotick, because I'm the one who makes Windows. I'm the one that has a monopoly on all software on the PC. I am Gates! And you can take that one to the bank.
What the hell? This guy looks like he's more than a challenge. I'm not prepared for more than a challenge. This is gonna be not fair and stuff.
Don't be silly. Hey, Bobby, Kota, yo, sit. Heal. Roll over. Grab the stick. Do it.
I don't think that's going to work this time, sir.
Well, it worked for Valve and Gabe.
Yes, but they're weak-minded fools.
Look, you can't have the word impossible without the word possible, okay?
Ha! I've made it. Oh, no. I'm too late to save. What's his face? Oh, what's that? It's some kind of giant black, red-eyed, winged horn thing. It's got horns everywhere. French horns and trumpets and trombones. Some piccolo horns. Just horns everywhere!
Taste my oblivion! Watch this! E-flat!
Microsoft, move!
Huh? It's PlayStation Move.
No!
No, Jaffy! No!
It looks like it was too much of a challenge.
Well, we'll need some help here. He's marginally more powerful than Miyamoto. Retreat! Rage, come on, let's go! Oh, he's already gone. Hey, you guys, stay here and guard this cave. Run for your lives!
Who the hell was that?
I don't know, but he told us to stay here.
So, how long have you been on the job?
Oh, yeah, I've just started out my training. I've only been here for a week. What about you?
I'm only 4 days to retirement, boy. That's 25 years. Day in, day out, guarding, kicking things, and running around and chasing things that not supposed to be in the vicinity. And then checking the alarm, and then looking at boxes, and checking there's no spies in them. Things like that.
Wow, that's so cool. It's like you're living a dream come true. Oh man, that's why I joined up with this thing. To be just like you.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. How'd you like being a generic guard?
Oh, I love being a generic guard. I love this total red uniform. It's great.
I like your spirit, boy. What's your number?
Oh, my number's number 1B.
That's a damn fine coincidence. I'm 1F.
Ah, how's that coincidence, sir?
It doesn't matter as long as we're together.
Damn, you work fast, sir.
You're damn right I do. Let me tell you something, kid. Just don't say it's just the wind, because somebody will come up and kill you from behind. You won't see it coming.
Oh, wow. I'm learning so much today. Ah, wait, what was that noise?
Booby, 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 cool tech, cool tech.
Oh, it was just the wind.
Damn, rookie. You got old. I am out of here.
Oh, well, that's that sorted. Yeah, I think there was something else though. Oh yeah, Bill Gates has just summoned the ultimate evil Bobby Kotick into the world. Yeah, oh, who's with me to take him down? Come on, anybody? Yes, there, the cricket. And if the cricket thinks he can do it, then we all can.
I'm in. If the cricket thinks we can, then we can, I think.
This is such an impossible situation, I don't think we can win.
Peter, haven't you heard? You can't spell impossible without possible.
That doesn't change the fact that we are all going to die, but okay.
Yes, we've got more on you. So, that makes us, we've got three people. Well, four if you include me. Well, three if you disclude the cricket. Anyway, Kojima, what about you?
There is no further reason for me to be here, as the position for president of Sony Computer Entertainment is no longer up for grabs. I am going to see how my wife's pregnancy is going on.
I am going to stay here and help, because that is what I do. I am a man of honor.
No, you can stay here if you want. I am getting the hell out of Dodge.
Wait, I have no one to translate for anymore. What will I do? Oh...
Well, that's Kojima gone, but come on, we can still do this. Nolan, you're a positive guy. Come on, join us.
What are we going to do, guys? Hideo Kojima's left. He's so good at directing people and you know, directing like 40-minute cutscenes of like pure victory. We can't win if he's gone. I'm so scared.
Don't worry, your shrunken head, man. I hear you need a leader.
DJ!
No man, this be Max Slumber from Bloodfeather Server.
Alright, Max Slumber! No way, man! Yeah! It's Max Slumber! Woo! Oh, I am totally, definitely in no way. Max Slumber, you are the freaking man.
You said it, you little fairy from Highwood Forest. Right, everybody get on Ventrilo. Or voice chat, or whatever thing. Right, who's here? who's here? Does my voice sound alright? Right, we need two tanks, and I think the right people for this is Jabba the Noel. I think I have you down as a possible tank. And Cliffy B, you be the off tank. You be taking most of the damage.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be using your face as a shield for us, and hopefully you won't die. So we need some healers. Let's see. Look at the list. Here we have Microsoft Sam. He's gonna be a main healer. He's gonna give you. Can I make sure that Sam's here? Can you say, Sam?
I am here.
And Cammy Dunaway as well. She's gonna be our buffing priest. She's gonna be healing.
I'm here. All right.
The main tank. That's Jabba over there. Just make sure you've marked your target. And DPS. That's it. DPS. Everybody else is DPS. Just a few highlights here and there. We need Phil Harrison as the main bard.
Oh, yes, I have a lute specially prepared.
You'll be singing away in the back there and giving us all those humming tunes that are really, really going to buff the raid. And we need Trick Man Terry, you know, he's in the back there, stabbing away. And he's not really played, but I'm sure he'll do well.
Oh, sure, I'm a swift learner.
Bill Gates, he's the main big bad guy. Necromancer, you know, he'll be throwing out corruption and deceit and things, and just make sure he doesn't die, because he tends to harm himself most of the time. Let's see now. Who's not here? David Perry. Well, why is David Perry not here? But why is he not here? Did anybody check out that he's here or not? No, no. And Furby. No. We don't want Furby. Don't want Furby. Just make sure. Can I just check that nobody's told Furby that there's a raid going on today? Yeah. Great. We can start. All right. So tanks in the front there, and healers in the back, and the DPS. Just don't over aggro. All right.
Wait a minute. What about me? What am I doing?
Well, Rage, you can be a ranger.
No.
It's an elvish class of some
I know,
sort.
I'm not, no.
Yeah.
No.
Pointy ears.
No.
Bow.
No.
In fact, I'll give you this boomerang.
No.
Here.
No!
So you're fine with that. Great.
By the end of this episode, you will be dead. That's your character.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Let's begin.
Oh, hey, guys. What'd I miss? David Perry!
Wait, David. What are you fighting?
I'm dueling this paladin.
That's not a paladin. That's a guard.
What the hell are you doing?
Right, everybody flask up and let's go! Charge!
Wow, he's such a leader. Okay, everybody, just listen to him. Let's charge.
Okay, let's go! Yay!
There he is! Come on, guys! Let's go get him! Yeah!
How convenient! I thought I would have to leave my lair to feed!
Just out of curiosity, what do you feed on?
Souls! Human souls! Ripe human souls!
Oh, yeah? You're about to have a large serving of kicked ass for dessert!
Yeah, Max Slumber. Yeah, you tell him.
Okay, Jabba, go. Right, Jabba devastates. That's right. Get five of them. Turn them around. Turn them around the other way. Right, that's it. Okay, DPS, go in. Go in. Get as much accuracy as you can, Jabba. That's right. Big heals, guys. Big heals. Yeah, that's right, guys. Just keep that up. Just keep that up. Right, we're entering 95%. That's it.
What do you want me to do? Have you started? Do you want me to fight now? Unleash!
Come on, guys. This can't take us down. We're happy for everyone here. Come on. We got things to worry about, like sick kids in Africa, people starving in Egypt. We gotta do this for the world. Yeah!
That overused voice actor is right. The worst is yet to come. Come on, guys.
Let's do this.
What? Funleash had no effect? You guys are tougher than I thought. Don't you get it? I own everything.
Everybody except Jabba, run! He's about to do his AoE!
What's an AoE? Is it fun? It
means area of effect, dumbass.
Oh yeah, cool!
Monopolize!
No! No win! Jabba!
Combat res, quickly! Cliffy, get in there! Right, keep using the DPS that we have now, right? Keep going there, we're almost at 80%.
Why? What happens at 80%?
That's when the flying phase starts. So keep the boomerang going, elf boy.
Oh, forget that. I'm gonna do this my way. The rage way. And it doesn't involve a boomerang. Ow!
Watch your fears take flight.
Right, everybody spread out. He's in his flying phase. We need the range DPS to keep DPSing him. And where's Rage?
I'm climbing his beard!
This isn't in the strategy, but I guess it's a good idea. Come on, Melee!
He's already too high.
Come on, guys, we need more range DPS. We need to step it up.
Ugh, if only Prime was here.
All right, lads, missing in.
Prime is alive.
Yeah, I'm just on my lock now. What he's doing?
Don't you see the giant Bobby there?
Oh yeah! Look at the horns on it. Is that Rage? Rage, what are you doing claiming a big hairy Bobby?
It's not what you think. It's not what it looks like.
Why? What do you mean like?
Shut up and start casting.
All right. Sorry, I'm out of mana.
What spec are you?
I'm destruction.
No! Couldn't you have just thrown in some DOTs or something?
What's a dot? Rage, what's a dot?
I'm glad you asked, Prime. A dot, or a DOT, is a spell cast on an enemy that causes damage over a set amount of time. Thus, DOT, damage over time.
That is 100% interesting, Rage. How did you find this piece of information out?
I found it in a strategy guide in this guy's beard.
Man, that's awesome.
Make yourself useful and just Dark Pact or something.
Dark Pact's affliction, not destruction, you noob.
Well, then use Life Tap then.
What's Life Tap? You noob.
You knew what Dark Pact was, but you don't know what Life Tap is? Life Tap's a basic warlock move. Every warlock gets it at like level 6.
So what does it do? Oh, never mind, I found it!
No! What's his face? Thingy!
Prime!
Yeah, Prime! No! Hey, wait! Does anyone notice these big, massive, weak points glowing on top of his head here?
Just hit them!
Alright, with what?
Use your boomerang!
I threw it away!
Didn't it come back?
Yeah, but then I threw it in the other direction.
Okay. Use the most powerful thing you've got.
Well, I've got the shiv.
The shiv!
Rage, a shiv's not gonna help here.
Use it!
I mean, use it.
Okay.
Why do I have a weak spot on my head? Why does it glow yellow? What is its function? I'm done playing games with you. I hate games. I love money. So saith Kotek.
There, that's a sign there. He's down to 50%. That means he's on phase 3.
Ah, what happens on phase 3?
Do you love the sun? No? Well, the sun loves you!
No! He's grabbing the sun!
Oh no, everybody get behind Cliffy B! Cliffy B, use shield wall!
I'm not a prospect, man! Woo!
I'm still alive.
We all are.
But how?
Thank you, Jabba. You've saved my life. I'm still not gonna let you make a PS3 version of Left 4 Dead 2, though.
Do you love the sun? No? Well, the sun loves you.
He's doing it again. That's physically impossible.
No, that would never work. That's a stupid idea. It explains everything.
We're all gonna
die. We're all gonna die, yeah. I said it. We're all gonna die. It's hopeless. We might as well just give in.
Don't worry, I have a plan.
Wow, it's Jeff Gerstmann from Giant Bomb. Wow. How did Prime manage to get him on board? Because it really is him. It sounds like him and everything.
Gerstmann, I forgot about you. What class did I assign you?
I'm a freaking rogue! Yeah!
A rogue? Oh, we're all gonna die.
Nice leadership skills, you freaking noob!
We're all gonna die!
We're all gonna die!
Oh, I haven't even
died! Hey guys, I just pickpocketed the sun from him!
Oh, yes. Someone combat res this crazy mofo. I freaking love this guy.
Oh, yes, that was awesome.
And so the battle raged on for 15 solid hours. Back and forth the HP and MP went until they finally brought Bobby Kotick down. Down to 15%. And to his final phase.
Wow, it's beautiful!
So, what is this final stage anyway?
The final stage is...
Metal!
This is my Kotick song. Oh no, his rock is too powerful.
Wow, we need someone who can jab with him. Tommy, Akira, you're up.
That was pretty good for, like, you know, a five-year-old girl.
Oh, that a
He's not dead!
Looks like he's still got 1% life!
That's right, Jabba! We can do it!
This is an announcement from the server administrators. Due to technical difficulties, the server will be reset in 15 minutes.
15 minutes? Wow, we'll never do it!
Looks like fate is on my side. You'll never take the last 1% of my health in 15 minutes, for my final form is my hardest.
No! He's reaching out to grab someone!
Oh! Watch where you're putting those hands, big boy!
No! Cammy! Cammy!
Oh dear, looks like she's not dead.
Oh no!
Oh, Cammy! She's dead!
No, no, looks like she's still got some life in her.
No! Wow, 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 wow!
The humanity!
It's okay, Bill. I think she can survive it.
But she's nothing but snap bones and pulp!
Yeah, but still, you know.
Kotak!
Okay, everyone. For what's his name and stuff?
10 minutes to server reset.
Come on, people. Daddy wants his XP!
And so they fought again for another 5 minutes.
5 minutes to server reset.
Oh, it's taking too long!
Long indeed, as they fought for another 4 minutes.
1 minute to server reset.
Only a few more hits and he's dead! How's the raid holding up?
Everyone's armor durability is at zero.
All our weapons are broken!
Yes, Jabba, all the mages are out of mana.
I'm made of wind! You're made of fail!
David Perry! I told you they were ruled by demons!
No!
Oh, what a surprise! David Perry ninjing the last hit. Well, that's my job done. I'm leaping out of here. Goodbye, everybody. I'll never forget you, drunk like that.
Is that it? Did we do it? Where's my XP?
Fools! There will be no XP until after the cutscene!
What? The instant doesn't end until after the cutscene? But there's not enough time for that!
Server reset, you noob.
No! It's the server reset!
What does that mean? Is that good?
Well, there are positives and negatives, but on the whole, it's pretty bad.
How bad?
Well, we'll lose all the XP and the progress we made!
Damn it, that's the one thing I didn't want to happen!
Oh yeah, and it pretty much means the apocalypse!
Sony Santa Monica is sinking into the sea!
Bees! So many bees! They're flying into my mouth! This thing is my tongue!
Look at the wasps! They're purple! I told you so! And look! In the ocean! Water-breathing tigers!
No! Why? Why now? No!
Mr. Harai, David Jaffe here to see you, creator of God of War and Twisted Metal.
Tell him I'm out. I'm having coffee with some business partners.
He's right here, sir. He can hear you.
Crap.
Welcome to Down to Fart X, Episode 5.
The 2010 edition. Oh, it's the future, man. It's all jetpacks and... Wait a minute. This isn't the future. This is the past. I'm sure of it. Episode. Yeah. It's not episode 5. This is.
What are you talking about? Shut up. How can this be the past if we're here now?
No. I see where you're coming from. I understand your point here, but no. No.
Ah.
You leave time alone. Time is for science, not for primes.
I understand all about time travel, okay? Do you want to know my thesis on time travel? I'll tell you my thesis on time travel. Right, okay, it starts with this, right? First of all, if you're, like, time travel is about, like, if you're going fast enough, time starts to go slower, right? So imagine if you went slower than fast, how much time travel would slow down.
No.
Oh. Talk about a punchline.
Power Rangers!
You've been listening to Down to Far X, Episode 6, the Street Fister 2 edition. Brought to you by special guests Trickman Terry and The Voon. The number W and the letter 25. Which would be why we thought it was important to add that. Very special thanks go out to the Green Ranger, whoever he was. He saved us from Shin Miyamoto. Not that I remember it due to the server reset, but, you know, I'm digressing here, so...
Go, go, Power Rangers! Go, go, Power Rangers! Go, go, Power Rangers! Mighty Morphin Power Rangers!
Well done! You've passed the test! Welcome to VG Evo!